for a very good life and a very good hereafter, the most important thing to obtain, without which doesn't matter how much a person tries or whatever he has with him, whether he has masses of wealth or lots of assets, but if a person is devoid of this thing, then it's destruction. But if person doesn't have much in the world, less material goods, less wealth, but if he has this thing in his possession, then alhamdulillah, happiness upon happiness. And that thing is khair and barakah. Khair and barakah. Now khair, the opposite to khair is shar. In other words, a bad thing. So the opposite of a bad thing is khair, good. And barakah, the opposite to barakah is no blessings, devoid of blessings. And if you see the example of no blessings, you see people with so-called big status, wealth, money, they keep complaining that there's no barakah, no blessings, I've got worries and problems and difficulties and issues. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very easy solution for this, very easy solution. And everyone should implement that solution, then his world will be full of light and peace, and his akhirah will be full of light and nur. Very easy, because all khair and barakah, all goodness and blessings is in this action. What is that? The name of Allah. All of the goodness and the blessings you can imagine are obtained via Allah Ta'ala's name. Allah Ta'ala's name. And Allah Ta'ala has mentioned this in the hadith. And how has it come in the hadith? Allah Ta'ala says that when I give hukam, ibadat, worship, any action, the word Allah, the name of Allah is present. Isn't it? This is Allah Ta'ala. There are many other names of Allah. Safati names. Isn't it? But in every maqam, everywhere where there's importance, emphasis of ibadah, then Allah's name personal is included in that. So if Allah Ta'ala's name is not in something, an action or an action of worship, etc., then there's no barakah, no blessing. So khair and barakah, the reason why we are devoid today of good and blessings is because we are devoid of Allah Ta'ala's name. Now if we see that the ni'mas Allah has given to us, the word attached to them is Allah. Allah Ta'ala Himself is Allah. And after that, who is the great personality, the greatest human being? Rasulullah. So Allah's name is there, isn't it? Rasulullah. Yeah. And ibadah, worship, the most sacred places, Baytullah in Mecca. So everywhere, places or people or anything that is important and it is great, Allah Ta'ala's name is attached to that. Allah's name, Kalam Allah, Baytullah, every insan. But when there's a person who is connected to Allah, he's called Awliya Allah, friends of Allah. So that's why their lives are full of blessings and barakah. You can't say this to everyone that his life is full of barakah, can you? So this is a great name. And if Allah's name connects with somebody else or something, then that thing or that person is elevated automatically. And that person whose name is attached to Allah, then his life will be flooded with good and blessings. There will be no shar and no lack of blessings. Yeah, there is full of it in the world. We see it in the world, morning, evening, for example. Anything can happen. Yeah, there's always shar or issues that can surround us. We have no guarantees. But the protection is within the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? And khayr, goodness or blessings with the name of Allah. And khayr, Allah ta'ala said that, look. Allah ta'ala said, look here. Wherever Allah ta'ala gives, wherever and whenever Allah wants to give khair to a human being, then Allah's name comes first. The biggest point here is that Allah Ta'ala has prepared something for us, that whatever action we carry out, whatever action, A to Z, if you say with the name of Allah, in the name of Allah, then the barakah will come into the action. You sit down to eat, what do you say? Bismillah. In the name of Allah, barakah comes. You know this, you hear the hadith. We haven't said shayateen, jinn are in the house and evil or forces, etc. They're sitting, they're surrounding us, they're with us, sitting with us. Then, and those shayateen and jinn, etc., could be eating with us and sitting near our children and in how many houses and homes and families. That's why we say the root cause of our destruction is that we've left Allah, we've left Allah's name. Allah's name. We don't have the tawfiq that we explain to children. The children will come, they don't know, they come from school here, they're drinking water, sherbet, juice, eating this and that. We don't, the mother doesn't look, the father doesn't look. We don't know that shaitan, they are being influenced by shaitan. They're becoming the friends, they're like fireballs of shaitan. Then they start disobeying and bad actions and the humanity characteristics, they lose them. We think, what's wrong with our children? Don't understand why they're rebellious nowadays. Why? Because Allah's given us such a khayr that eating and drinking, there's a mannerism, a method. We don't say Allah's name, we don't begin with anymore. But if we say Allah's name, then the whole situation turns upside down. And we've heard from who? Rasulullah, which is better and stronger than seeing. One Sahabi started to eat, one companion, and he didn't say Bismillah, shaitan was with him. And the Prophet said that shaitan is eating with you, alongside with you. Say the name of Allah. And soon he said the name of Allah, then while he was eating, then he vomited. And they vomited, the shaitan, the jinnat. But it is easy. Shaitan, he makes us forget. Eat, oh, you're hungry, quickly eat, you open the fridge, you'll stand and drink milk. This is our normal style, isn't it? Rather, people even fast like this. They're standing and eating and drinking, they don't look, they drink quickly. Oh, the time's finishing, suhoor, and the date's in the mouth, we're standing. We don't even have the tawfiq, the rub, Bismillah, in your name I'm eating before you eat. Whatever you see. If we see that an ajeeb point here, that person goes to his wife, for example. Yes, for the relations between the husband and the wife, physical relations. And at that time, obviously there's a person and he's busy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given that situation. Even there we should have due care. Allah ta'ala says, before you get involved in the relations with the wife or the wife of the husband, say the name of Allah. Because here they are shaitan and they will be then included with you in your actions. And how many people do this? And then when shaitan is included, then obviously the shaitan and the jinn, they will do the same actions as the husband and wife that they're doing. They'll be involved. And then the offspring, when a woman becomes pregnant and she expects, then the child has the effect of the shaitan and the evil jinn. So is there anything that can protect us for this? We are getting married. When a child is married, teach the children that, foolish people, this is your life and your children will come. And then you will die. And when the time comes, always start with the name of Allah. When you do have physical relations with your wife or wife with husband, start in the name of Allah. Even for this becomes worship. So what about if even here it is important to start with the name of Allah, then what about all the other actions we do during the day and the year and the month? So what I'm trying to say is that Allah Ta'ala's name, in Allah's name, from Allah's name comes all khair, good, and all barakah, blessings. If you take Allah's name out, Quran finished. If you take Alhamdulillah, will you write Alhamd, Subhan? Is there anything in these words? When you say Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, then the tree is erected in paradise. And who has made this? Allah Ta'ala, upon Allah Ta'ala's name. The blessings of Allah's name, isn't it? In the same way, there's a person, human being, standing, walking, talking, eating, drinking, he's an animal. When he starts the dhikr of Allah, he becomes the wali Allah, friend of Allah, becomes unique. And then he doesn't do anything bad. So everyone has a desire, every woman and a man has the desire. But they say, what is the way to become? What is the way to become the wali of Allah? That take the name of Allah, and that's the greatest thing. This is the Quran, he's everything, the Kaaba, everything. Allah Ta'ala's name is the power behind everything. But no, we don't want to understand. So this is a message. And if we accept this message, then in every facet of life, every part of life, Allah Ta'ala says that when you praise someone, when you're recognizing, you say Barakallah, Jazakallah, Allah's coming in everything. And where Allah Ta'ala's name is mentioned, then there's barakah and blessings upon blessings. Allah's mercies descend, rain down. So this is now, isn't it permanent, that shaitan will attack that person or influence that person who doesn't say Allah. And shaitan will stop you saying the name of Allah. Whenever you want to do an action or think about an action, at any time, how should you do it? With the name of Ismi, that Allah. Allah, a great ibadah. All of the ibadat hinge on Allah Ta'ala's name. Hinge. It's the condition. And in Silsila Naqshband, the Naqshbandi order of teaching, may Allah Ta'ala allow His grace to come upon us, that the rest of the silsilas, the other silsilas, the other schools of teaching, where they end, where their maximum level comes, that's what occurs there. Jazb. In other words, the student who's doing dhikr or following the prescription of the teacher, Chishtiya, Qadriya, Surwardiya, the school, then that maximum is jazb. That they, but in the Naqshbandi silsilas, jazb, where they get passionate about the dhikr and close to Allah. But Naqshbandi silsila, it's the beginning point, the first step. So where the other silsilas, the other orders of teaching end, the maximum teaching, that's the first rung on the Naqshbandi teaching of dhikr and tasawwuf. Why? What's the reason for this? Because dhikr, when we start doing dhikr, it's on the name of Allah. Allah's personal name. We don't say the Safati name, Qadir, Rahman. All these names are beautiful and great and excellent of Allah. But they all are based on Allah, Allah Himself. For example, I'm sitting in front of you, and there's another person, Irfan is sitting here. And if I say, or we say that he's fat, or he's dark, or he's light, or he's tall, or he's thin, we are introducing him, or praising him, or defining his eyes like this, his eyes are nice, his beard's nice. Different separate things we're defining. But if I say Irfan is beautiful, then everything comes into that one description, that he is totally beautiful, because we've said his name, so the totality of his beauty comes into his name. In the same way, Qadir, Rahman, Rahim, and everything, Allah Ta'ala, more than 99 names of Allah. But when you say Allah, then all the qualities and attributes come into that one personal name. So when you want to do dhikr, when you do dhikr with Allah's name, then all the Asma'ul Husna, all of them are collated together in the name of Allah. And the thawab you think is small, it's massive, massive. Big. In the hadith it is stated that if a person once says Allah, then three things that we need. Yeah, the sins are forgiven. We want this, don't we? Sins are forgiven. And what will come? Good deeds will come. And the sins will finish. When the sins are finished, then the sins are finished, then the good deeds will come as well. Look at the beauty here. One is that we've sinned, and on top of that, we want good deeds as well. So Allah Ta'ala says, your sins will be removed, and the good deeds will replace those sins. When the good deeds come, then go next step. Next step, the person was a sinner, then his rank, his status will increase. And how much? Allahu Akbar. Let's pray. For every word of Allah, every time of reciting Allah's name, 40,000 sins are removed from his accounts. 40,000 good deeds come into his record books, and 40,000 levels he increases in his status and iman. Imagine. Oh no, I don't want to do dhikr. No, no, no. No, all the doors are open. Think. And how great a name. Shoot, just grab it. Naqshbandi silsila, mashallah, has achieved the maximum. You don't even have to move your lips or tongue. Say it in your heart. And if the shaykh puts his finger on the heart to train it, then the heart starts to beat to the name of Allah. Tuk, 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 tuk. Like a clock ticking. Is ticking to the name of Allah. And he continues, Allah, 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 Allah. Not 1 second is he devoid of Allah. Allah says, much barakah, but we don't want to learn this. No, oh, no, no, I need to do other things. Oh, servants of Allah, understand. Understand, life is for a few days, 4 days, 5 days. Loot and grab what you can in this world for the reward in thereafter. Allah has opened such path. Is there any easier path than this? Tell me now. Is there that in your heart you go to the friend of Allah, the sheikh, the teacher, he gives you the lesson, the prescription, which is the tariq, and your heart becomes alive with Allah's name? What else do we want in life? All night people sleep. Will you sleep? Will you sleep? You will sleep and your heart will do dhikr. Allah, 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 Allah. Has the heart ever slept? If your heart stops, then you die. You die. So then you have to pump the blood in and resuscitate and life support machine and then everything else, the other organs, the lungs and the kidney work. But spiritually, if your heart is alive with every tick, Allah will come out of the heart and you will be alive. So should we learn dhikr or not? Tell me. Tell me. So why are we lazy? What will happen? What is the difficulty in doing dhikr? What are the conditions? No conditions, no preconditions, nothing. Go to the sheikh, teach me dhikr. Like a person goes, teach me Quran, Ustad, or teach me Tajweed, teach me Hadith. These are the subjects. So this is the massive subject of Islam, Tasawwuf. purification of the heart, success in thereafter. Teach me, Shaykh, how to do dhikr. Make my heart come alive. We do maraqabah, silent dhikr. Tell me, alhamdulillah, if half an hour we sit down and do maraqabah and we remember Allah's name in our heart, what name will we be saying? Allah's name. Tell me, how many times will we recite Allah's name? Even if we count 10,000, 20,000, this many tasbih. You say, no, just half an hour. He says, it's not enough, the beads. Imagine that on every beat of the heart, Allah Ta'ala's name, with every bead, how many rewards we are getting and how much the rank is being increased and how many sins are being removed. What a great point, isn't it? What a great limb. So brothers, let's not be lazy. Alhamdulillah, this is the luggage for thereafter. Life passes, then such a time will come that a man becomes so weak, he is ill, or his problems, or his issues, and then nothing can assist him, and he's not capable of doing ibadah, worship. So if a person learned dhikr, and he said, Allah, 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 then all of the benefits of the other ibadah he continues to get. Every woman, man, it's essential, learn dhikr of Allah, alhamdulillah. This is a great action, a great asset, and as I said to you, Allah's name, Allah Ta'ala has proven Himself that there's no blessings unless my name is attached to the action. It will be an empty, hollow box. Two things, remember? Two things. Every man and woman, if you want khair, good and barakah blessings, don't do any action to which Allah Ta'ala's name is not attached. If you forget it, say after. For example, you start to eat, you didn't say Bismillah, you forgot to say in the name of Allah, then while you're eating, you remember, then do the dua and recite Allah Ta'ala's name. Then you'll get the same thawab and all the shayateen and jinn will run away. Every action where if you don't say the name of Allah, then who is involved? Shaytan. Shaytan. For him, the door is open, the path. There's only one padlock to stop shaytan, to lock him out, and that is ismi that Allah. Allah. And he runs. He melts. He's so powerful. When you recite Allah's name, before you do any action, shaitan, jinnat, evil cannot come. He can't come. His children cannot come. His friends cannot come in no way or form. Because jinn, they are also the bad jinn, shaitan. They cannot come close to your deeds or your actions. I'm telling you the correct information. The jinn say themselves. I've heard this from somebody. I don't know this about this. They say themselves, the jinn. They say, oh, these people, they've recited Allah's name. We're going to burn. We're going to, it was the bad jinn, they burn when they hear the name of Allah. That's the effect. And Allahu Akbar, Allah is so great. If a person's pure, clean, a man or woman, sister or brother, say the name of Allah, they will see the nur in their life, in the world. But we're not cautious. We're not careful. We say the name of Allah, but we are not careful of the sins. We don't leave the sins. If we are careful and cautious about the sins, and we continue on the path and we keep saying Allah's name with all the actions we're doing in parallel, subhanAllah, you'll see the nur, the light, the beautiful, peaceful effect in your life, and your condition will be good, your prayers will be accepted, your deeds will be full of blessings. Very positive effect. So alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, may Allah give us all the tawfiq. This is an important point. May Allah give us the capability to do His dhikr. Let's not waste time. And as much as we can, look, we've just learnt how much thawab there is. So keep on during the day and night doing dhikr. Allah, Allah, Allah. And concentrate on the heart. Walking, talking, sitting. Alhamdulillah, you will not remain empty-handed.